T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And that is where our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mr. Daryl, how you doing, bud?
Good, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, let me start with this. You just put an article up on our website, and go there, 923thefan.com, and check it out. And we had a discussion earlier about Isaiah Simmons, and we both agreed that, you know, if there's one guy that would give the Browns pause if he fell, and I don't think he will, but if he fell and was available at 10, would give them pause on not taking an offensive tackle, it would be Isaiah Simmons. You had a chance to hear what he had to say today. How impressed were you?
Yeah, I was really impressed, and you're absolutely right. I mean, I would race the card to the stage to draft him if he's there. At 10, you can get a tackle later in the draft. And especially with the situation with Joe Schobert, it doesn't look like they're going to bring him back, or it doesn't look like Joe's going to re-sign here as a free agent. I would be very surprised. So you have the would fill a need. And you know, what I like about him is the fact that he just is willing to do it all, and he can do it all, and he can do it all very, very well. And I really liked, when someone asked him today, you know, hey, you got an LB on your shirt, what position you play? And he said, I play defense. He's willing to go wherever he's asked. And I think he could provide a tremendous amount of impact for the Browns.
Daryl, what else stood out today at the combine to you?
I spent a lot of time walking around talking to people, Dustin. This new schedules, you know, there's no space to really get a sense of who said what and that, because they're now cramming everyone into a 3-hour window in the morning. So, there's no real time to, it used to be they were spaced out over, 5-6 hours where they'd, bring guys in. I'm going back now and I'm going through transcripts and trying to find nuggets and notes from, certain guys. Obviously Chase Young was, the center of attention today, and he's not going to do much here because, as he put it, he doesn't want to be a combine athlete. Not going to see a 40. He's going to do some position drills. He said at his Ohio State pro day, but, the on-field workouts have started, I unfortunately haven't seen any of that. And of course the quarterbacks will start throwing the footballs, tonight, seeing some of these times that are popping up from these tight ends. They certainly are eye catching. And of course the Browns, I think, have a need to add some depth and some help at the tight end position.
Talking to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, as he's out in Indianapolis with the scouting combine getting underway today with the drills and whatnot. We were talking earlier as far as offensive line help, and I'm just curious because I'm sure seen him. This Becton kid, there's a lot of great prospects there, but he's got to be so intriguing just because, as Dustin was saying earlier, he's just – the guy's gigantic.
He's a big boy. I have seen him up close.
Wow.
And it's a little intimidating, I'm not going to lie. He is a big, strong man. In fact, he talked about yesterday, some teams with his weight, because he's in that you know, above the 355 range there, and teams typically don't like their, you know, those guys to be too far above the 350 mark. And he's planning on, you know, slimming down just a little bit to, you know, whatever, you know, teams tell him to do to fit. But, man, he's big, he's athletic, he's obviously very strong, and he's very intelligent too. That came across yesterday during his media session. And, you know, teams like their left tackles to have in all positions on the offensive line. Those guys always seem to be very smart, most of them, Greg Robinson excluded. You know, most offensive linemen are very intelligent. He's a smart kid.
Daryl, is there anybody else you could see falling to the Browns at 10 outside, you know, besides Simmons? You know, some people have suggested, you know, maybe Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown. What if he falls to 10? SEC defensive player of the year. You know, he's slotted a lot of teams at like 6, 7, 8, 9. What if he falls there? Would the Browns pass on a guy like that?
Yeah, you know, what the Browns, I think, are hoping happens, Dustin, is that there's a run on the quarterbacks in the top 10, you know, in front of them to push some of these guys down and make their selection at 10 difficult. You know, I came to the combine thinking, oh, boom, it's going to be a tackle, the, you know, best guy on the board. They're going to take him and have their franchise tackle. And, you know, the best guy might not be there. You know what I mean? We talked about Simmons. I'd love if they could get him. You know, Olivier Vernon, they decide to move on from him. Boom, there you go. Defensive end is a priority. And this, again, is the problem with change, is every time you think holes are filled on the roster, they make more roster changes and more holes pop up. So I'm not steadfast in my prognostication or belief that it will absolutely be an offensive tackle at number 10. I think they could go a variety of ways.
Daryl, let's circle back a little bit before when they, you know, when they first got down there, Stefanski and Barry and that whole contingent, and they were talking about, you know, being aggressive and you know, exactly what that means. Just in terms of the Browns have 7 draft picks right now, and now there's a lot of stuff that they can do, free agency and trades and whatnot. As you just look at that number of draft picks, is that enough for the Browns to fill the holes that ultimately we think they might have?
Probably not. You typically, you know, talk to a lot of GMs that have rolled through here, and the philosophy is you want to be around, you know, anywhere between 8 and 10. And I could see a scenario where the top maybe 3 guys that the Browns want at number 10 go off the board. And then they look at, you know, players 4 through, I don't know, let's say 4 through 8 or whatever, and that's on their board. And I could see Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta getting together and spinning the 10th overall pick off into additional picks. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, Berry doesn't seem like he's going to be gun-shy about making trades. And I do think that that would be the formula for them to add some extra picks, because, you know, they've got to get to a point where they're drafting, developing, and keeping football players instead of every offseason trying to have to inject the team with talent in rather rapid fashion, be it through trades or, you know, a bulk amount of draft picks, or just going out and spending ungodly sums of money in free agency. And again, these are the results of all the volatility, is that you can never get to that level. And for this franchise to be successful, quite frankly, that is a level they must absolutely get to. The fact that Joe Schobert's going to walk away in free agency shouldn't have happened. Should have been done. Should have been taken care of. Okay. And it's not. And again, these are problems that you have when your owner keeps firing people.
Daryl, in terms of the news of the day, I think throughout the league, and we had Ben Volen on from the Boston Globe earlier. Is the Brady stuff just as big as it seems? I mean, even at the combine, all these rumors floating around.
Oh yeah, I mean it's among, I would say, several topics of conversation here at the combine. The quarterback movement in general. I mean, obviously Tom Brady's the headliner, but I've talked to several people that they're just they are bracing for a very busy and active quarterback.
We haven't seen anything like that. I mean, with this amount,
you typically don't. I mean, you know, backup quarterbacks, we see it, right? But you don't see it in starting quarterbacks, and that is what is has some people surprised. And what also has people surprised is the fact that, and just going off the reports that, you know, that the Patriots haven't even engaged Tom Brady in contract negotiations. And this is where that happens, here at the combine. It's where you have those conversations, and they haven't happened yet. That also has caught some people by surprise. So yeah, the volume of starting quarterback movement has a lot of people intrigued and surprised.
All right, final question is a prediction. Will Henry Ruggs III break John Ross's 4.22 in the 40-yard dash?
Oh, boy.
I'm going yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say no. He's going to miss it by a tenth. Miss it by one-tenth of a second.
All right, you owe me St. Elmo's doggy bag if you lose that then.
I will put it on the corporate card for you.
And I'm sure,
and that corporate card is it's got a big limit. We know that.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to sign off on that. No problem.
There will be no issues with our accounting department. I promise you.
Daryl, keep up the great work, buddy. Look for his stuff, 923thefan.com. Always a pleasure, pal. Take care.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.